Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Good afternoon and good evening, and welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I'm your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, Canada, all across Europe, to New Zealand and Australia, Malaysia, India. I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network Tuesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community, and you can interact with the guests that come on the show as well as your fellow listeners. I ask that you subscribe, rate, and review the show wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. It means the world to me if you would subscribe on whatever platform that you listen to. We are on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Himalaya app, and the Google Play Music app. Please subscribe to Life Transformation Radio and never miss an episode. On the show, I bring on entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, other podcasters, and authors who are amazing at what they're bringing to the world. And my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number, 657-383-1109. And with that, please help me welcome to the show my friend, JV Crum III. JV, welcome to Life Transformation Radio.
Hey, Sean, and a big hello to everybody who's listening. Thank you so much for joining. I know if you are a fan of Sean's Life Transformation Show, you're a friend of mine as well. Sean, thank you so much for having me on the show.
I'm super pumped to have you on the show because I feel like I'm sitting next to podcast royalty because you have over 1,800 episodes. 1,800. That is a ton.
It's a lot. That's true. you know, at some point you go, I think I kind of understand something about this. You know, I have to say, I just did two recordings for my own podcast, Conscious Millionaire Podcast, just exactly before this. And the thing that it's just such an amazing experience of, you know, to be able to interview the people that I interview and just my insatiable curiosity, because I love entrepreneurship about how they made their millions, how they built their companies, you know, how they became an expert that helped other entrepreneurs. It's just such an exciting, as I go, this is the best gig in town. You get to meet so many interesting people and bring their message to your fans and listeners all around the world.
Oh, 100%. A lot of what I see is, you know, the Gary V's and the Tony Robbins, and we've heard their stories many times, but there's other people, you know, much like you, who I love to interview because they're doing so many amazing things. I'm like, we need to tell the story. We have veterans, we have other podcasters, speakers, authors, just people doing great work. And I love the fact that the podcast is the medium that is getting their stories out and people are listening to them and becoming familiar with who they are.
Well, you know, I just want to promote the person I just interviewed. It's from Tampa, and I'm from Tampa originally before I moved to Denver. His name's Nick Friedman, and he has a company that he's the co-founder and president of called College Hunks Hauling Junk. Now, when I lived in Tampa, I saw his little billboards on all those seats next to, you know, for people would wait for the bus. And so I didn't know all the backstory. One of the things was that he was on the very first episode of a little show that we've heard of called Shark Tank. Yep. They didn't give him, they wanted more than he wanted to give away, so they didn't give away any of the business. He started his business with his best friend from high school in a raggedy old truck, just entering his senior year in college. And last year, they have now 120 franchises, and they passed the 100 million mark in 15 years. That's an exciting story, right? Because that's what the American dream and entrepreneurship is all about. Is you kind of start out, you know, after two locations, he said, we really franchised early, but now his goal in 5 years is to have 300 franchisees. And he's, you know, one of the biggest franchise businesses in the United States. So I think that's what's so exciting, is getting to tell people's stories and getting to meet people. And Sean, I really appreciate you having me on.
You're absolutely welcome. And, you know, I'm honored to have you on the show. So the title of this episode is The Conscious Millionaire with speaker and podcaster J.V. Crum III, named by Inc. Magazine and as one of the top 13 business shows. J.V. hosts the Conscious Millionaire podcast and radio network with over 1,800 episodes and heard in 190 countries. He is a number one best-selling author, a speaker, and serial entrepreneur who made his first million at age 25. JV is a high-performer coach to entrepreneurs and business coaches who want to scale to their first million or double their seven-figure business. Conscious Millionaire provides accelerator masterminds to help entrepreneurs accelerate in just 30 days. And with that, all the show note links are all in there to the Conscious Millionaire podcast. Subscribe to the show. I subscribe to multiple shows that you do and are a part of. And I'm telling you, the information that is contained in these shows are absolutely invaluable. ConsciousMillionaireShow.com. Subscribe to the show wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. Go to ConsciousMillionaire.com. And right now, something that JV is going to promote later on in the show, we're going to talk about the high performer formula. So you go to ConsciousMillionaire.com/high performer, and JV is going to talk about that here in a minute. If you want to connect with him on social media, he is on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and you can check out the Rise Up movie that he's about to be featured in. So, JV, the first question I have to ask you is, what is your why? Why do you do what you do?
Well, you know, actually underneath everything is a very solid why, the why I'm on the planet. And I'm quite clear about that. And but it took me about 20 years of digging and digging and digging. And, you might relate to this if you're listening, where you find your purpose and then the next year it kind of deepens, and then the next year it deepens some more, and then you finally get to ground zero. And that's what happened for me. It's really to uplift humanity and to support the evolution of consciousness. That's what's underneath Conscious Millionaire. And my mission is to help a million entrepreneurs become true conscious millionaires, to become financially a millionaire by making a positive impact in how they build their business and turning that impact into that one insatiable impact that their clients want and will pay them money for, because they're so excited to get that impact. And that's how they build their wealth. That's a conscious millionaire. So for me, that's the big why. And, you know, when we look on a practical level about what's happening in the world, I think that we are in the midst of the biggest transformation that has ever happened. And the next stage in terms of commerce is building conscious businesses that are truly selling products and services that have intrinsic value, that will uplift the people who have them, that will transform them to a more positive place. And because they get transformed, then all the people they interact with get transformed. And that actually will change the very culture of the world we're living in.
And that's a very, very good point, that building conscious businesses, not just build a business just because. There's a lot of people chasing money. There's a lot of people chasing social media likes, chasing the wrong things. But really, it comes down to building that conscious business. and to serve those like ethically and morally, and because there's so much happening in the coaching space. It's a billion-dollar industry, and the podcast is growing. You know, that industry is spiking. And so I love how you frame that, like building conscious businesses, not just building a business just because it's something cool and to do.
Well, I think it's the difference between, and you put it so accurately, Sean, are you just focused on how do I make money? And having built a business that way the first time is really why I sold it and went off looking for what was my purpose, which turned out to be Conscious Millionaire, is that I, at 25, you know, I grew up the little poor kid out in the country, and at 25, I'd made my first million. I had the Mercedes. I had a new four-story home on the water. And, you know, so it's kind of the dream life. But here's what's interesting. 3 months into that journey, one day I was standing in my living room, and every time I tell this story, I go right back to that moment. And in about 60 seconds, I became totally unraveled. And right now I can see that day. There were palm trees in my front lawn. There were sailboats out on the bay in front of me. And I said, something is wrong with this picture. And then I said these words. I said, I don't even like myself. I'm horrible at relationships, which I was. They were all disaster, like little, you know, war zones. And all I figured out how to do was make some money. Now, I got to be honest, I didn't want to give the money back because this was so much better way to live than how I'd grown up. But I, in that instant, realized the dream I'd had since I was 5 years old, that I was going to grow up and be the millionaire and have the beautiful home, was the wrong dream, that it was empty, that it was actually meaningless because it was missing some things. Not that having a beautiful home and the car you want can't be a wonderful experience, but I realized something is missing. And it took me quite a while of going literally to Wayne Dyer and Tony Robbins and sweat lodges and spiritual retreats and reading every personal development book I could get my hands on. And finally, I realized what was missing. And what was missing then was I didn't have that why. I didn't have any big purpose for my life. I thought making money was going to be the purpose because growing up, that's what was missing. We didn't have any.
Right.
There were nights we didn't know where the food was coming from. I was just used to
that.
And I realized that there was something more. So I ultimately sold the companies, went off on a journey. I went and lived in a Buddhist monastery. I lived in Esalen. That's a personal development retreat center on the Big Sur coast in California. And then I jokingly went to Boulder, which is kind of like the big Buddhist personal growth retreat center that's called the city. And I would go out and camp for like 2 and 3 weeks at a time, literally looking for my purpose, going, what is it I can do that would take all these skills I've developed and be able to put them to use? And I knew this much. I'd read a good bit about purpose, and I knew that what was missing was how was I going to be of service to other people and to the world we live in? How was I going to make a difference that really mattered? And I knew that's what I was looking for.
Got it. I felt that way as well. Graduated high school with a 1.8. Wasn't really going to go to college. Didn't really have any ambition. I knew I wanted to do something amazing. I knew that. But when 9/11 happened, I was working at Discount Tire as a warehouse manager. And that was kind of that catalyst that was like, oh, my gosh, this is my moment. Like, I was always waiting for that one moment. Like, it's going to come to me. I just don't know what it is. Well, it came to me, and then I joined the military. And then, you know, as they say, the rest is history. I love how you take your childhood and you're bumping it against, okay, well, I'm living this adult life, and I know how it was as a kid. I know that's not the right way. I know this feels the right way. So, because I did the same thing. I'm like, when I parent my children, or, you know, when I make these decisions, I'm like, man, I know how it was when I was young. You know, and you don't know how poor you are until you're eating, you know, breakfast for dinner because all you have is pancake mix, or, you know, you get to where you're only eating soup, or, you know, you're just wondering. That has never happened in my house. And so I have these gauges. I'm like, I know how bad it can be, and we're not there yet. You know, like, we haven't hit that moment yet. you know, in my adult life with my kids. So I'm better off than what I was when I was young. But I love that you keep those in mind and you use those to gauge, you know, your movements, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense because it's interesting. You know, I'm an attorney. I just have actually, strangely enough, been licensed in two states but never practiced for the public because it turned out being an entrepreneur was my real calling. But a friend of mine who was an attorney was doing some work with us when we were selling the company. And he said to me, well, now you will have made it. And I looked at him and I said, no. I said, the only way I'll ever know if I made it is when I get to my last sunset and I look back and did I live my purpose? Because even though I didn't at that moment know what that purpose was, I had already figured out that was the deal. That, you know, you can make millions, but if you make millions doing your purpose, that's conscious millionaire, which is interesting because that was revealed to me later when I got that inspired thought. And I said, yes, that's it. That's what I want to dedicate my life to, helping people become conscious millionaires. But I knew then that the real thing that mattered wasn't the sale of a company or how much money we got mm-hmm. for it. The real thing that matters, did I live my purpose and make my difference? Because I'd already figured out that's why we're on this planet. You're listening today, and I frequently say on my own podcast, I don't think there are any accidents. I think you're listening because this is what you're meant to hear. Because if you haven't yet found that purpose, I can tell you that purpose needs to be the center of not just your life, but it needs to be the purpose that drives your business. It's the difference you want to make for your clients. And guess what? There are millions of people out there that are going to want that difference. You just got to give them the difference in the package that they're looking for, not the package you want. So you may be thinking, hey, I love sunshine, so I'm going to give them this difference inside of a yellow box. And it might look beautiful, but they wanted a blue box. So the thing to remember is you discover your purpose and that drives you. But then you've got to deliver it so it becomes the one impact that your clients want exactly the way they want it. And that's what will make you the millions.
Got it. Yeah. And I know that we had talked about this, you know, numerous times. You know, I've gotten to know you. I've had the honor and pleasure of learning about you. We met at Steve Ulscher's New Media Summit. And, you know, it was awesome seeing you at PodFest the past couple months, you know, in Orlando. I was like, holy crap, I didn't even know you were coming. I'm like, this is awesome. And you're always everywhere you go, helping, serving, you know, talking to people. You know, did that always come naturally to you, or was that something that you had to work on?
Yeah, that is really such a great question. I think there are two answers to that, Sean. One is that even as a little boy, I kind of had, I think you're just born with some of these things. So I'm not saying it's a virtue or anything, you know, but I kind of had this loving, generous heart that I was kind of that way as a little kid. The other story, and I have frequently talked about this because I want you to know, if you're an introvert, there's hope. There's genuine hope. Because when I would take the different personality tests in college, I would scale out more introvert than extrovert. And even now, I would say that I'm 40% introvert. So there's a lot of introvert here, folks. But the guy that people see are here on the podcast, what my coaching clients get, what all my calls I do every week, when I go out to, like Saturday, I was at two meetups, folks. This was intense. They were back to back, 15 minutes apart, 4 hours, and then another 3 hours. And when I left, I was talked out. But when I'm in those environments, I'm my extrovert. And then when I leave and go to the hotel room, I'm the introvert. Mm-hmm. So I just use up all the extrovert that's in me. And then sometimes, like if I'm at a conference and it's 3 or 4 days, I will, in the afternoon at 4 or 5, I'll go, okay, you got to go to the hotel room. And I'll always get like a bucket of ice and a bunch of water, and I'll just sit in a chair. I won't look at my computer because that's like more extrovert stuff. And I'll just sit there and drink water, and then I'll take a shower. And after a couple of hours, I'm replenished. I've like my cells got some stuff in them called water and they're happy. And then I've got another 3 or 4 hours. I can go play extrovert. But yeah, so there's a whole nother side. And I think it's important that you know that you can have both of these sides in you, and you just utilize the extrovert when you're with people. And the rest of the time you kind of play cave guy or cave woman.
Yep. Awesome. What would be the transformational moment that changed your life and put you on the path to what you're doing today?
I think in my case, there's been multiple transformational moments. I think the first big transformational moment was when I was 5 years old. So growing up out in the country, and I'll describe that it was a 4 by 5 mile lake that we lived on. So it was really beautiful. And I was fortunate for that. It's just nobody had any money. There were only 200 to 300 people. And, you know, it's basically a broke little town. And when we went to the grocery store, I had been very well trained not to ask for a candy bar because we didn't have that extra money. And then I would like, you know, you're a little kid. I'd pray to God that mom put candy on the list, because if it was not on the list at the grocery store, we didn't like pick up extra bottles. No.
Right.
Ketchup wasn't on the list. You weren't getting ketchup. That's just the way it was. Right. And she decided, not me. So it wasn't, don't ask, you know. So I decided the solution to life was that I'd grow up and be a millionaire, and this would just take care of all these problems. And that happened in a moment, and my whole life changed. Inside, I saw myself becoming a millionaire, and I never once questioned that that would occur since that moment. And by the time I was 8, I'd never been in a quote-unquote mansion, but I was drawing floor plans for mansions, which is almost preposterous that I'm living in this family that we aren't sure how we're going to eat. And, you know, the little kids drawing, you know, floor plans. What's really funny was that I discovered I liked to eat by then. So I had a breakfast dining room, a lunch dining room, a dinner dining room. I had a big, in a fancy home, you'd call them ballrooms, but a big entertainment room. And then because we lived on the lake, I associated rich people didn't have lakes because we had a lake and we were poor. So rich people had big pools, right? Because we didn't have a pool. And so I had this big pool with cabanas. What didn't the floor plan have? It's kind of funny. No bedrooms, you know, because I hadn't discovered there were things you could do in bedrooms other than go to sleep. And I hated to go to sleep because I used to be up all the time. No bedrooms. I couldn't drive, so there was no garage. There was just a kitchen, 3 places to eat, a big party room, and a pool. And that was my mansion. All right. But then I think the next transformational moment was, you know, it actually wasn't the hitting the million and getting the Mercedes and having this, you know, home that was fabulous and all that. It was that experience that I described to you just a few moments ago, 3 months into that, realizing something's off. And I'm so grateful when I look back, as I put it, I had just enough money. Because that's the American dream. Someday you're going to be a millionaire, right? And I had just enough money to realize, oh, this isn't actually the answer. It's part of it. It's not like you throw that idea out, but it was missing the conscious part of conscious millionaire. And I'm just grateful that at the age of 26, because I moved into the home at 25, and at 26, a couple of, you know, 3 months later, I am had that insight that, wait a minute. And that sent me off, you know, going to all these personal development things at an early stage when you were getting cassette tapes and listening to every cassette tape you could get, the Nightingale Conant stuff, right? You know, I was all into that. And that was what started transforming my life, is I'm going, wait a minute, there's something bigger and I'm meant for something else than this. And I'm supposed to be touching people's lives. I knew that. And I want to help people live in a better way. I just didn't know exactly what that would look like.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people do. I mean, I never once, because of the programming that I had, I was always programmed that, you know, every dollar gets saved. Every dollar, you know, goes to pay off the bills, and you don't use credit because credit is bad. And, you know, you scrimp and save, and, you know, hopefully you have enough to retire when you're 65. That's pretty much what I was always taught. But then I got aunts and uncles who were entrepreneurs, and so I got a little bit of that. And then my grandfather was a huge entrepreneur, and he taught me the value of the dollar. It's energy, it's movement, it's you invest it, you spend it, you save it. Like, there's many things that this dollar does. And I look at it, he hadn't worked in a long time, but he's never had to worry about anything because, you know, he always told me that he's like, I'm already financially set. I've already made my million. I've already done what I needed to do. And, you know, I don't want to have to live off Social Security. I don't have to worry about me and your grandma. I don't have to worry about stuff. I'm like, that sounds amazing, you know, and me being, a young father and all that. That's one thing I'm like, man, am I going to have something to give to my kids? Something I worry a lot about. Am I going to have something to give to my kids, or am I going to leave a bunch of bills for my kids?
Yeah, I think that's an important point. Is part of our vision is not really ourselves. It's about other people. It's about society. You know, you asked about the transformational moment. Well, you know, things occur to me in threes, and I think the third one was I went to Lake Tahoe. It was 2004. And I was there for 6 months because I'd taken up skiing and I wanted to ski. I stayed in Reno. Now, at that point in time, I don't know if you've ever been to Reno, but there's the downtown old Reno. But the housing boom had already started all over the country. And the south part of Reno were all these beautiful places just like California. And in fact, the California people were moving over because it was still a lot less expensive than California. And being a tax attorney, there's no income tax there. So Reno's 10 miles more or less from the border of California. So I technically stayed in Reno. And one weekend, it was like a straight shot on the interstates. 3.5 hours. I went to San Francisco for the weekend and I was walking around and I saw this, you know, how you have those different news kind of stands and you can pick up things for free. And there was something called the Green Festival, which I had no idea what that was, but I was intrigued by it. It was pretty thick, about 100 pages. I picked it up, threw it in my SUV. And when I got home Sunday night, I had a big jacuzzi because this was a California kind of place, right? And I got in the jacuzzi and I'm just flipping through the pages. And I'd already figured out I wanted to do some kind of a millionaire program. And if you were around in the early 2000s, there were kind of millionaire programs that were really pretty much about shystering people for all practical purposes. And you sold them, you know, how to be a millionaire in a box for $2,000. And the person who made the millions was the person selling the box. And I knew that wasn't for me, but I didn't know what it was. And there I am, you know, just paging through this brochure and I saw the word conscious. Now, my intuition always comes to me visually in my forehead, and then I get what's called a kinesthetic synesthesia. So you get the visual, and then bang, I get like a tingling in my spine. And in my forehead, when I read the word conscious, I saw the phrase conscious millionaire. Got a tingling in my spine. Now, at this point, for 2 or 3 years, I've been going out camping, you know, what I call asking the universe, why am I here? Tell me my purpose. I want to get on with this. I'm ready. Well, obviously not, because I didn't get the inspiration until 2004. But the moment I got that, I stayed in the hot tub, I remember, for another 40 minutes because I said, I know how the universe works. I know that ConsciousMillionaire.com is waiting for me. And it was. And being a good attorney, I filed my trademarks. Now I have them all over the place. And that very night, Sean, I said to myself, these are the words, and it's so almost prophetic, really. This is my assignment. This is what I've been waiting for. But I knew that it was like an assignment from whence these things come, from whence callings come, from which inspiration comes. You know, I'm not on the planet to try to tell you what you want to think about, where they come from. I'm here just to help people have those experiences so they can get on with living their purpose and building their business the right way. And I knew that that was it, that I was going to help people make money in a way that would have a positive impact and it would fulfill them. I didn't want anybody to have the experience I had, that you made all this money, you got the things, the house, the Mercedes, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And then you weren't happy, because I definitely wasn't happy at 25, 26, 27. I wanted people to get there and be happy. And I realized that if you're going to get there financially free and be happy, you must be doing something with your life that you think matters. And that's called your purpose, your why, which is what you started out with. That
yep.
was your first question.
I love that. I love that story. You knew how the universe works. I just, you know, I've always thought that I'm like, I want to be the guy that invented the iPhone, the light bulb, the car. Like I've always said, and I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but I just feel like I'm the guy who's going to invent something or do something, create something that's going to have a real dramatic effect on mankind. I have no idea
well,
what
Sean,
that is.
I want to assure you, I work with a lot of people, and I can tell someone who's going to thrive, and you are a thriver. You are so filled with energy and drive and this amazing heart to help other people. I would say that the probability that isn't going to happen is zero. I think that's exactly what's going to happen, Sean. You're on the planet. What? Look at this podcast and the difference that you make to people. You're
yeah.
on the planet to go out and you're speaking all the time. You're doing the podcasting. Mm-hmm. You're here to help people. And I think you're a beautiful example of that. And I think you're going to play big and bigger and bigger and bigger.
That's what I'm praying for all the time. And man, you know, the one thing, it's like, man, you get down sometimes, you know, and I always tell myself, it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay there, you know, and it's just that entrepreneurship roller coaster gets a hold of you, you know, and sometimes it drops the bottom out and sometimes it's super high. And my whole goal, I told my wife, I said, my whole goal as an entrepreneur is to have more good days than bad days. That's my whole plan. Just have more good days than bad days and keep serving people and give them the best that I can give them. And, you know, that's going to be enough, you know. So I love the show. I love what I do. I get to meet people like you, because if I didn't have the show, I wouldn't have met you, because I wouldn't have been at New Media Summit or PodFest or any of those other things. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and I remember at New Media Summit, you were helping out and doing videos with everyone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's true. So let's talk about this. I really want to bring this home. Let's talk about what you have coming up, which is the High Performer Formula. So let's plug that. Let's talk about how they can get connected with that. What is that? And what do you have for everybody?
Sure, absolutely. So the High Performer Formula gives you steps so that you have a kind of guidepost of going, oh, if I want to go from where I am today with my business, I work with entrepreneurs, and let's say you're an entrepreneur and you want to take your business to another level, right? Well, these are the types of things that you've got to do in order to get there. And, you know, one of the most important ones is that you've got to shift your mindset. I work in the world where there are three things I do. I work with mindset, strategy, and execution. And from my perspective, those are the three that you need in order to go from wherever you are to your first million, your second, your fifth, you know, to build financial freedom and to do it by making a positive impact with your life. So the formula is designed to give you guideposts. And I'd like to talk about, you know, abundance and your mindset, because that's, mm-hmm. to me, that's the 80%. You know, it's so funny because I'm a high-end coach, and people want to believe a lot of times, oh, it's the magic strategy and execution. And it is. However, interestingly, as important as that is, you've got to get that right. And I've tested this with so many people and had so many discussions, and I've never had anyone come away with anything but what I'm going to tell you. 80% is the inner work, the mindset, the consciousness, not just limiting beliefs. That's really the surface part of doing this work. When you dig down deeper, it comes down to how you perceive who you are. It's your perception of yourself. and therefore how you interact both with yourself and with others. You have to massively up-level that, and it's not a one-time journey. You have to up-level it to get to the next level, and then when you get there, you need to up-level it again. It's constantly up-leveling your perception, and what goes along with that is how you think about yourself, how you think about opportunities, how you think about your business. Because if you're thinking to be straightforward, small thoughts, you will produce small results. And I see that all the time when I talk to entrepreneurs that are thinking on small levels. And I'm not downgrading anybody for doing that. We're all thinking on smaller levels than the person who's thinking bigger than us. You know,
right.
You think about Jeff Bezos. Well, how did he become the wealthiest man on earth? And, you know, and bypass the Oracle of Omaha, because he was thinking on bigger leverage levels and bigger disruptive levels than the Oracle was. Mm-hmm. The Oracle was thinking about buying value businesses, and that got him to like $58 billion, something like that. But I think at his height before the divorce, I think Jeff was like $125 billion plus. And so, you know, that's a perfect example. If you want to play bigger, you've got to start. One of the best ways, listen to podcasts like this. Listen to people who are thinking thoughts you haven't had yet. Read books, personal development, business strategy books. Think bigger by expanding what you're exposed to. That is the fastest way to change your level of thinking about who you are, what's possible for you. Because I can guarantee you this. It is virtually impossible for you to achieve a level of financial success that you don't actually perceive yourself living in. Because even if you manage to get there momentarily, if your perception is not in sync with it before you get there, you're going to pull it back. You'll find a way to get rid of it, to use it for something. But you're going to pull back. So the place that you've in, some people call this your wealth thermostat. You've got to shift that wealth thermostat, and you've got to work on that every day. When I work with clients, I give them an empowerment audio that's customized to them and their situation to move them to their next level. But guess what? I'm the cobbler who actually has shoes. I just cut a new empowerment audio for me last week. And so I'm constantly listening to my own empowerment audio that tells me I can go to my next level and gets me thinking at a level that I wasn't thinking at, because I know that's the real, when we talk about magic of making money, that's the actual magic, is changing your internal perception of who you are, how you think about opportunities, and therefore how you connect with opportunities. Because if they seem too big for you, You probably won't even see them, or if you see them, you just go, oh, I could never do that. On some level, you tell yourself.
Right.
If you find yourself saying that to yourself, I ask you to question, well, wait a minute. Instead of saying that, you just said it, and but instead of saying it again, say a question. What would I need to do in order to act on that opportunity? And find out what answers you start creating then.
Yeah. It's amazing. I always ask myself how. And it's just one simple question, one word, one question. A lot of people say, oh, I can't do that. I ask, how? How can I do that? Or how can you not? How can you not do it? You know, a lot of times when I'm working with the speakers, you know, I talk to speakers all the time, like, do you want to get paid to speak? Or, you know, what's your plan? And, oh, yeah, eventually I'd love to get paid to do that. I'm like, well, why aren't you doing it now? Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm still kind of new. I'm like, you deserve to be paid. Everybody deserves to be paid. What I find is that people won't pay what they don't think that they are worth. So what I find is that, you know, even with the prices that, you know, because you and I, when we were working together, we talked about the prices. We talked about these things. And what I notice is that somebody won't pay for something if they don't feel like they deserve it, or they don't, they'll only pay for something that they feel is valuable enough for them. If you don't think you're worth a $10,000 program, you're not going to buy a $10,000 program. But the people who are multiple six-figure earners understand that sometimes you got to pay the $20,000 to $25,000 programs. Sometimes you got to pay. You told me a price of your program. I was like, holy crap. Wow. And it was like this one-off, like the platinum version, right? The master program. And I'm like, wow. Like, you know, and even me, I was like, geez, would I ever pay for that? I mean, that's, you know, at small levels, you know, you think that $10,000 is a lot of money. When you're at 10, you think 50 is a lot of money. And I noticed that people won't pay that. If they don't value that, they're not going to. So what I work on is getting them to value themselves at that level.
Yeah, I think that's a great strategy. And if you're listening, I think that maybe one of the reasons you're listening is that part of you is going to start pondering tonight, how much more am I worth than what I'm currently charging for my services or products? Yep. And as you sleep tonight, you'll probably find that in the morning, you're going to have some new numbers that are higher than the ones you went to sleep with.
Yep. Absolutely. JV, this has been an amazing, amazing conversation. I want to thank you for your time. And before we close, I want to ask you to deliver a nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today.
I want you to think about, instead of yourself, I have a concept that's in my book, and it's throughout the book, and it's one that I live by, and it's called the triple win: you, others, and society winning together. So a lot of times, especially when things aren't going quite well for us, and all of us have this experience, you know, I know a lot of very successful entrepreneurs, and I've had a lot of success, and every one of us has gone through the roller coaster. It's just part of the deal. And sometimes we just get focused on ourselves because we're tired of the problems, or it just looks too dark, or the valley just seems too deep. We've all had that experience. And if you're having that experience right now, I'm going to ask you to focus outside of yourself and ask yourself two questions. How will it impact others? And put real people. Is that your partner? Is that your children? Is that your parents? Is that your team members? Is that your employees? Is that your clients? Just whatever will connect to your heart. How will it impact them for me to get out of this situation and start playing bigger? And then say, well, how's that? The second question, how will my playing bigger, getting out of my current situation, think about doing it for the world, the society, the culture, the people all around you, not just that significant other that you've already identified, but the people even that those people will connect with, and all the people you're going to connect with in the next month, in the next 6 months, in the next year, in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years. When you start looking at you're here for a purpose, it's bigger than you. And it's actually why you're on this planet. Then it's a little bit easier to get out of our current doldrums and realize that there is a truly big reason we're on this planet, and that we owe it to the other people to fulfill that mission and to make our difference. And that that's where we're actually going to find our fulfillment. And ironically, if you're in that doldrums because the money's not quite right at the moment, and we've all been there, it's only by impacting others in the way you were designed to impact them, the reason that you are on the planet, the why that's innate to you, that you're actually going to solve your financial problems. Because the only way to solve your financial problems basically is either to borrow or sell your way out of it. And by sell, I mean you go out there and you make your positive impact with that person that you're on the planet to help, and they're going to pay you money. That's actually your solution.
Yeah. A friend of mine told me, he's like, man, you either make more money or you sell the debt. That's what you have to do. And so I made a hard decision.
Well, you know,
like, man, I have a truck.
About a week and a half ago, Sean, I woke up in the morning and I was looking at my LinkedIn on my iPhone, which half the world has, it seems like, at this point. And, you know, in the feed, it always has pictures and stories. And the picture was of this tall brick apartment building in New York City. And then I read the story and it had a picture of a studio inside that was like the one that Adam Neumann, who's CEO of WeWork, and his wife were living in 2010. And it was like a 500 square foot studio apartment. There wasn't even a separate bedroom or anything, though. You know, it's just like kitchen on one end, bed on one end, little door to the bathroom. That was it. And it said in 2010, Adam Neumann and his wife were broke living in a studio apartment. And in 2014, he had become a billionaire. And the reason I want to end by telling that story is in today's world, that is the speed of change. So just because right now you may not be in that financial position you want to be, in just a couple of years, in for Adam Neumann, in 4 years, he went from nothing, broke, living in this kind of broken down studio apartment, that's it, to being literally a billionaire. That's how quickly your life can change. That's how much abundance can come to you. That's how fast you can become a conscious millionaire and then make millions and millions and millions of dollars making your difference in the world.
I love that. That gives me hope because I've got 2 years left of my military career and then I'm on my own. So, you know, I know I'm going to make it happen, but I'm just like, I know that it's going to happen. And, you know, it's like you said, it's your mindset. You're getting it, you know, you got to get your mind right first and then everything should follow. So thank you for spending time with us. Thank you for sharing with us. Man, you're just an amazing guy, man. I've loved getting to know you over the past couple of years, and I look forward, to the future.
Thank you so much. And listen, my best to you. If you're listening today, remember it wasn't an accident. It was a purpose, and you're here to live your purpose. That's how you'll actually build your wealth and become fulfilled.
Love it. If you want to know more about JV Crum, you can go to the links inside the show notes. Go to ConsciousMillionaireShow.com, subscribe, and never miss an episode. Go to ConsciousMillionaire.com/high performer and join his program. I'm telling you from experience, it is the best move you can make today. Connect on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter with JV and get to know him, build a relationship, and get to know what he's doing in the future. Because if you're not coaching with him, I'm telling you, you're losing out. As we close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.